There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right
now. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations. Six capitals, six points of view. The professor summarizes he expects the meetings to start. Once Prigozhin is in place in Belarus, odd, it's odd. It's Polish frontier. That's Lithuanian frontier. Vilnius is the site of the NATO meeting come in a few weeks. But in any event, once Prigozhin is in place, and Belarus is under the control of Lukashenko, then the meetings start. But right now, Professor, Moscow's point of view in this tense 48 hours, how do you see it?
Well, first question, who speaks for Moscow? I don't think that Putin does anymore. He gave a speech that one observer described as low, bad sound quality, very tense. And what I noticed about it was that it really didn't have any content. He said, this is an attack on our country, it's an attack on our fatherland or our motherland, this is treachery, NATO is causing it. But he didn't address any of the grievances, the bitterly felt grievances, say, of Prigozhin and the Wagner mercenaries and the others, because this has been a war in which Russian lives have been wasted profligately and which Russia is about to lose. I would look to the level of people who are members of the Russian Duma, what you might call the intellectual and political class in Moscow. And I would expect that this is going to suddenly loosen up. And a lot of people who haven't been seen recently will, if they're still alive, will emerge. And they have weight in the discussion because they have followers. And remember that what this exercise has demonstrated, as Zelensky said in a rather perceptive series of comments, which he delivered in Russian, it's shown that it's very easy for just a gang of gangsters to take over a Russian military installation. And it is very mysterious. I mean, it's Rostov. Rostov is the headquarters of the Southern Command of the whole Russian army. But you can just waltz in there, basically, or this is what turned out. None of the stuff is defended. All the Russian troops are deep in Ukraine. And it has to be said that I think the Wagner group have cut, and the Ukrainians following them have secured the cutting of really the aorta, I mean, the chief artery of supply to Russian troops in Ukraine, which goes through Rostov, and then in the Russian, on the Ukrainian side, on the Russian side, it's Belgorod, and on the Ukrainian side, it's Kharkiv, and so forth. There are kind of two lines of railroads that form an X in the center of the Ukrainian map, and the one that starts in the upper right and then moves down to the lower left is critical now, because it's the one that keeps the Russian troops who are in the east and in the south, and some are in the Crimea. It keeps them from being divided, but it seems that now they are divided. So the Ukrainians, I don't think, are going to stop fighting. And then the Russians will have to decide, I mean, are we really going to do World War I all over again? I mean, no. I think they're going to say we've pretty much exhausted that. And they can easily reach an agreement with Ukraine by simply going back to what they'd already agreed to. In 1991.
The reference by Putin to 1917, does that resonate with the 21st century Russian audience who are old enough maybe to remember the 91 coup, but 1917, that would require a great deal of explanation as to what Putin meant by that, if I understand it correctly?
Well, I think that's exactly right. We saw in the period before the end of the Soviet Union I was there during the anniversary of Lenin's birth, I think it must have been, or I don't remember what it was. But anyway, everything in St. Petersburg, or as it then was, Leningrad, every building was covered. You couldn't even see the windows, covered with immense images of Lenin. The radio was nothing but recordings of Lenin's lisping Russian speech. They were compiling a dictionary of all the Russian words that Lenin used and all the punctuations. And the Russian people, at a certain point, they said, enough, you know, I can't take all this down my throat. And I noted decades ago when I was following this stuff that for the first time since 1918 or whatever, the cinema audiences were applauding the characters who played white anti-communist soldiers in the Russian Civil War, and actors who got those roles considered them rather like the role of Hitler in Downfall, which I consider to be one of the most brilliant acting achievements in history, the way that this actor made Hitler personal. That there's no living sense of what the Bolshevik Revolution was about. What you have is, and it wasn't even a revolution, it was a takeover. And that's why it's good that the Russians used the word mutiny. What you have are a lot of fake films that were made in 1922 showing things like great angry masses storming the summer palace, winter palace, and stuff like that. That's all made up. If you read an account of what actually happened on the night of whatever it was, November 7th, 1917, the Bolsheviks, who had been brought in by the Germans to arrange for the collapse of Russia, which was something that the Bolsheviks, the Germans wanted, and that the Bolsheviks were in a position to deliver, there was really nobody about. I mean, that you read discounts of how they went down to where the main communications center, nobody. It was just a sort of a slightly, perhaps clammy September night, and they walked up the stairs, and there are a few guys sitting at the communications equipment, and they pull out their machine guns and say, "Okay, guys, we're taking over." The Winter Palace was opened because somebody was rummaging around with the doorknobs in the back, and they found that one door had been left unlocked. And once that was opened, they all went in. So it was this idea of has been so completely absorbed in the West, of the kind of vast uprising of Vastania. You know, this is spurious, and as far as I can see in studies of other countries, it's spurious there. When it did happen in France, and the capital of Paris was sort of trashed successively from about 1782 to Napoleon's coup, it didn't have any political outcome. It just left a lot of stuff wrecked that had to be rebuilt. So that's why I say we should pay attention to what's going on in the offices, in the salons, in the bars, all the rest. And then also one should mention these places where these retreat houses that the Soviets had. And there was I have spent time at some of them, deep in the woods outside of Moscow. And in fact, the Soviet Union was created by a series of treaties that were agreed on at a in the depths of a kind of forest primeval in Belarus. And what we have now is what we had in 1991 was the signature of a new treaty to abolish the Soviet Union. And when it was signed by all the same people who had signed the first treaty, which was then followed by two more before you finally got, in December 30th, 1922, you finally got the Soviet Constitution. The same three powers abolished it. And there's more continuity than one understands under the surface. Of course, the Russians know all this stuff cold, or the elite Russians do, and they all know all the gossip, And I think that the Russian in the street knows a lot of the gossip, and he is deeply suspicious, deeply, deeply suspicious of or doubtful whether Putin and his retainers are just living on their salary as paid by the Narodny Bank or something. That surely something is going on here that we don't like, but we don't understand. So I think that what we're going to see is a lot of sort of simmering involving all kinds of talks and propositions and drafts and secret promises and stabs in the back. But stabs in the back are going to be difficult because Lukashenko is he's a kind of useful idiot, I think. But he's canny enough to realize he doesn't want to be under the Russian steamroller. Prigozhin is mad as hell, but he understands that with 25,000 troops, he cannot take over the whole of the Russian Republic. And I think Putin understands that his time in the sun is over. So we'll see how they rearrange it.
We're going to Kyiv next. Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, Six Capital, Six Points of View, following the opening events of what appears to be a coup, a mutiny, a rebellion. These words will be used interchangeably or carefully in these next days as the op-ed pages go to work. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.